With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Windsor police have ended an investigation in the Jackson Park area. Investigators have not provided many details, but a large presence of officers have been in and around the park since about 8 Tuesday morning. Police finished their work around 4 in the afternoon. Windsor police have also arrested a man after a woman was sexually assaulted Monday night. A man broke into a West End home, sexually assaulted the woman living there, then fled. Police say the two knew each other. The suspect was found later on Highland Avenue. He's charged with sexual assault with a weapon and break and enter to commit an offense. A Leamington man has been charged following a break and enter in Lakeshore. The OPP say a home was burglarized in Comber between March 5th and 7th. A vehicle and electronics were taken. The 42-year-old was arrested Friday on the Chrysler Greenway. He faces charges of possession of stolen property and multiple counts of operating while prohibited. A commercial truck blitz has resulted in a dozen vehicles being taken off the road. The OPP teamed up with LaSalle Police and the Ministry of Transportation for an operation Monday on Highway 3 in Tecumseh. 12 vehicles were pulled from the road and a total of 45 violations were written up. One of the vehicles had the plates removed. We're paying less at the market, and that's driving inflation down. The Consumer Price Index for February shows the Canadian inflation rate falling to 2.8%. The cost of food bought at a store only rose 2.4% last month. However, gasoline and travel tours continued to put pressure on inflation. The public is lining up in Ottawa Tuesday afternoon to pay respects to former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. Mulroney's flag-draped casket is in state Tuesday and Wednesday. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and Governor General Mary Simon were the first to pay tribute, followed by government officials and MPs. The calendar is about to turn to spring, but you wouldn't think it Tuesday with clouds, wind, and flurries. Environment Canada meteorologist Jeff Coulson says it's because of a shift in weather patterns.
Instead of bringing in our air masses from milder directions like the southwest, we're now pulling in a more Arctic air mass coming in from northwestern Ontario. And that's actually going to be with us through the rest of the work week and probably into the weekend as well.
Temperatures are expected to rebound in April. Spring officially begins Tuesday night at 11:06. In sports, the Blue Jays lost to the Orioles 13-8 Tuesday afternoon at spring training in Dunedin. The Tigers host the Phillies Tuesday night. On the ice, the Maple Leafs visit the Flyers, and the Red Wings welcome the Blue Jackets. Tuesday night's weather, mostly cloudy, windy, and -1 with a few flurries. Partly sunny Wednesday, windy and +3. Flurries Wednesday night, then clearing and a blustery -4. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.